Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next.
Good morning, and welcome to Deeper Truth, Stand in the Gap with Us, and St. Jerome.
Our saint of the day for September 30th, St. Jerome. Jerome is the second most voluminous writer after Augustine of Hippo, 354 to 430, in ancient Latin Christianity. The Catholic Church recognizes him as the patron saint of translators, librarians, and encyclopedists. Jerome translated many biblical texts into Latin from Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek. He was an avid student, a thorough scholar, a prestigious letter writer, and a consultant to monk, bishop, and pope. St. Augustine said of him, "What Jerome is ignorant of, no mortal has ever known." St. Jerome is particularly important for having made a translation of the Bible, which came to be called the Vulgate. Till your good be better and your better is best. The face in the mirror of the mind of the eyes without speaking confess the secrets of the heart. Jerome firmly insisted that ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ. A strong exhortation. Father and doctor of the Catholic Church to Christians urging all to recognize that serious Bible study is a necessity, not an optional luxury. St. Jerome had a vigorous sense of active virtue. He aims to modify reality with tenacity. He wants a spiritual rebirth as a rebirth that happened in the field of letters and arts. He desires the reform of the church, and he works for it, resuming not so much the pagan culture, but the perennial source of the gospel. Legend says that the saint once removed a thorn from a paw of a lion, which then became his permanent companion. The lion lying protectively in the foreground of a sunlit room represents the taming of human passions. In portrayals of St. Jerome and other saints, the skull symbolizes our mortality. Memento mori. The memory of death is something we as Christians should always have in our minds, though not for the sake of meaningless morbidity. Jerome also warned against accepting frequent gifts or showing inordinate attention. Guard your reputation by abstaining from the appearance of evil. Beware of men's suspicions, thoughts, and if a tale can be invented with some probability, avoid giving a scandalmonger his opportunity. Most of the saints are remembered for some outstanding virtue or devotion which they practiced. But Jerome is frequently remembered for his bad temper. It is true that he had a very bad temper and could use a vitriolic pen, but his love for God and his son Jesus Christ was extraordinarily intense. Anyone who taught error was the enemy of God, of truth, and of Saint. And Saint Jerome went after him or her with his mighty and sometimes sarcastic pen. He was above all a scripture scholar, translating most of the Old Testament from the Hebrew. Jerome also wrote commentaries, which are a great source of scriptural inspiration for us today. He was an avid student, a thorough scholar, prestigious letter writer, and a consultant to monk, bishop, and pope. St. Augustine said of him, "What Jerome is ignorant of, no mortal has ever known." St. Jerome is particularly important for having made a translation of the Bible which came to be called the Vulgate. It is not the most critical edition of the Bible, but its acceptance by the church was fortunate. As a modern scholar says, no man before Jerome or among his contemporaries, and very few men for many centuries afterwards, were so well qualified to do the work. The Council of Trent called for a new and corrected edition of the Vulgate and declared it to be the authentic text to be used in the church. In order to be able to do such work, Jerome prepared himself well. He was a master of Latin, Greek, Hebrew, and Chaldaic. He began his studies at his birthplace, Stridon in Damascus. After his preliminary education, he went to Rome, the center of learning at that time, and thence to Trier, Germany, where the scholar was very much in evidence. He spent several years in each place, always trying to find the very best teachers. He once served as private secretary to Pope Damasus. After these preparatory studies, he traveled extensively in Palestine, marking each spot of Christ's life with an outpouring of devotion. mystic that he was, he spent 5 years in the desert of Chaldic so that he might give himself up to prayer, penance, and study. Finally, he settled in Bethlehem, where he lived in a cave believed to have been the birthplace of Christ. Jerome died in Bethlehem, and the remains of his body now lie buried in the Basilica of St. Mary Major in Rome. Jerome was a strong, outspoken man. He had the virtues and the unpleasant truth of being a fearless critic and all the usual moral problems of a man. He was, as someone has said, no admirer of moderation, whether in virtue or against evil. He was swift to anger, but also swift to feel remorse, even more severe on his own shortcomings than on those of others. A pope is said to have remarked on seeing a picture of Jerome striking his breast with a stone, "You do well to carry that stone, for without it, the church would never have canonized you." And that is our saint of the day, Saint Jerome, for September 30th.
And thank you, Michael. Thank you for that presentation. Stand in the gap with us and Saint Jerome as we now pray for our priests.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
And our prayer for priest today is coming from Saint Faustina. Oh my Jesus, I beg you, on behalf of the whole church, grant it love and the light of your spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to you, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. You yourself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great high priest, may the power of your mercy accompany them everywhere and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of your mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For you can do all things. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And thank you, Saint Faustina. And a prayer from St. Jerome. O Lord, show your mercy to me and gladden my heart. I am like the man on the way to Jericho who was overtaken by robbers, wounded and left for dead. O good Samaritan, come to my aid. I am like the sheep that went astray. O good shepherd, seek me out and bring me home in accord with your will. Let me dwell in your house all the days of my life and praise you forever and ever with those who are there. Amen. That's a beautiful prayer from Saint Jerome. And Saint Jerome said, martyrdom does not consist only in dying for one's faith. Martyrdom also consists in serving God with love and purity of heart every day of one's life. And that was Saint Jerome, Father and Doctor of the Church. And some things that he said, Saint Jerome said, keep doing some kind of work that the devil may always find you employed. Well, he finds me doing these radio shows, and I know he don't like them at all. But our Lord does, and our Lady does. So, be at peace. This is Saint Jerome. Be at peace with your own soul. Then heaven and earth will be at peace with you. And something else that St. Jerome said, to be angry is human. To put an end to one's anger is Christian. So thank you, Lord, for the lives of these precious saints. Thank you, Lord. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And we pray for Pope Francis and all the clergy around the world. We pray for the Holy Catholic Church, Lord, that it will remain faithful. You promised three things towards your Holy Catholic Church, Lord, that the gates of hell would never prevail against it, that you would always be, will remain with it. And you gave it the Holy Spirit, Lord. So, keep us in line, Lord. And using these precious saints helps and aid that for that. So thank you, Lord. And we pray for families. We pray for good Christian marriages, raising children in your honor, in thankfulness to you, Lord, for great gifts. So we pray for our children.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children. Children.
You'll have that responsibility soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
And we pray for our children. We pray for protection, Lord, and for transformation and for restoration. Lord, you protect those who hope in you. All strength and holiness come from you. Help us to feel the effects of your mercy, that we may be protected from every misfortune with you as our guide. Lord, you prepared celestial and invisible graces for those who love you. Your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection. We claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Saint Joseph, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son and so grow in strength and wisdom. And the favor of God. Amen. St. Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church. Families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers. And through his love and care for Jesus and Mary, St. Joseph showed his love for God. O glorious St. Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us. Through holy baptism, they became children of God and members of his holy church. O St. Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, so that having experienced here below your heavenly power with St. Sebastian, Nicholas, and St. Jerome, St. Maria Goretti, St. Daphna, St. Philomena, St. Gianna, St. Christopher, St. Michael the Archangel, and St. Raphael the Archangel, and St. Monica, and St. Anthony, and all of you, holy men and women, up there in heaven, the heavenly kingdom. We thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer and being with us. Thank you, Lord, for loving us, for offering yourself to you, offering ourselves to with the Eucharist, that we receive you in the Eucharist in Holy Communion, body, blood, soul, and divinity. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. And now we enter into our Stand in the Gap segment.
Prepare yourself. Gird up your loins with truth. If not us, who? If not now, when? Now is the time to what do you expect from a Catholic defender? Deeper truth.
And our sneak peek for tomorrow is St. Therese of Lisieux. Her feast day is tomorrow. And so our Stand in the Gap tomorrow will be St. Therese of Lisieux. And we pray for those who have recently passed from this life. Pray the Holy Rosary for those who have recently passed. Pray the glorious mysteries, focusing on the resurrection and life after death. God our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives, and by your command we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change, but do not end. I pray and hope for my family, relatives, and friends, and for all those who have recently passed, known to you alone, in company with Christ, who died and now lives. May they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away. Unite us together again in one family. Sing your praise forever and ever. Amen. Revelation chapter 21, verse 4 says, he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May they rest in peace. Amen. May Almighty God bless us with his peace and strength. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, please hear this prayer for those who have recently passed, and provide these souls with your abundance of love, as they enter into your heavenly kingdom. And help the families and loved ones left behind to understand that you have a plan for everyone. Help them to find peace in their home, in their time of mourning, and to know that no matter what, you are always with them through the pain that they may be feeling now. Amen. And dear Lord, we pray for those who have recently passed. Please allow them to transition into your heavenly circle of hosts. Forgive any sins that they have weighing on their soul, and allow them to bask in the light of your grace and mercy so that they can live with you in paradise forever. Amen. May the light of Jesus and the angels bring peace and salvation to my parents. May they rest in peace, knowing that their souls belong to God and God only. No demon, no devil, no principality, no evil spirit has access to their light and salvation. May Holy Mary, the angels, and all the saints welcome them now that they have gone forth from this life. May Christ, who was crucified for us, bring them in freedom and peace. May Christ, who died for them, admit them into his garden of paradise. May Christ, the true shepherd, embrace those as one of his flock. May he forgive all their sins and set them among those he has chosen. Amen. For those who have recently passed. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we pray for the prodigals. Thank you, Lord, for seeking out the prodigal, that they might be saved. Dear Heavenly Father, we lift you our prodigals. Thank you for loving them even more than we do, for watching over them when we can't, and for working to draw them to yourself. And we pray for our soldiers and veterans, for our police officers and first-line responders, like our EMTs and our nurses and doctors. We pray, Lord, for America. We pray for peace, Lord. We pray for our families. We pray for our liberty and freedom to worship you, Lord, to follow you, Lord. And we ask you to bless the members of our armed forces. Give them courage, hope, and strength. May they ever experience your firm support, gentle love, and compassionate healing. Be their power and protector, leading them from darkness to light. And we pray for the prisoner. We pray for all those resident in prison and their families. May they be aware of your presence with them, and may your spirit bring them peace and the hope of new life in Jesus Christ. And we pray for those in hospitals. We pray for those that are in hospitals, that the hospital environment would be according to your will, Lord, a place of healing and hope for all there. We pray for the doctors and nurses. We pray for the needs of your people, Lord. We pray for the elderly. Lord, you've promised to carry us even in our old age. We pray for a spirit spiritual strengthening for those who find their bodies are failing. We are spirit more than flesh. Lord, help our loved ones embrace this transformation from flesh to spirit gracefully and with dignity. We pray for the poor souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses set throughout the world today. For all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home, and within my family. Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love you very much. I beg of you to spare the life of the unborn child, whom I have spiritually adopted, whose life is in danger of abortion. And Lord, we pray for the end of abortion.
This has been another edition of... This has been another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate the saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Be sure to catch our other programs like Journey with Mary with John Carpenter, who examines apparitions of Our Lady from 40 A.D. to the present. Eucharistic Miracles with Dr. Greg Thompson, who shares many Eucharistic miracles as a consecrated host, plus many other features right here on the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
And we pray for America. And we thank you, Lord, for the lives of these precious saints. And we thank you, Lord.
just a thing. That was just a thing. Bash me if you're gonna, trash me if you want. I'm proving my religion by everything I do, and I don't think that I can lose it. Oh no, I've seen too much. Ever give it up? Although I deserve the lashes, although I deserve the sting, I've sinned so bad I should have died. But that was just the thing.
Great white horse, and his name is dee-dop, keep the devil in the night, shut the door. Keep on the devil, light the candle, everything's alright. Light the candle, everything's alright. Oh, when I was a baby child,
shut the door. Keep out the devil.
Good and bad was just a game.
Shut the door, keep the devil in the night.
Many years and many trials.
Shut the door, keep out the devil.
They proved to me they're not the same.
Shut the door, keep the devil in the night.
Yeah, shut the door,
keep out the devil. Shut the door, keep the devil in the night. Shut the door, keep out the devil. Light the candle, everything's alright. Light the candle, everything's alright.
Oh, Satan is an evil charmer.
Shut the door, keep out the devil.
He's hungry for a soul to hurt.
Shut the door, keep the devil in the night.
And without your holy armor,
shut the door,
listen to
me, keep out the devil.
He will eat you for dessert.
Shut the door, keep the devil in the night.
Shut
the door, keep out the devil. Shut the door, keep the devil in the night. Shut
the door,
keep out
the devil.
Light the candle, everything's alright. Light the candle, everything's alright.
Hey, hey, hey,
shut the door. Hey, hey, hey,
shut the door.
Hey, hey,
you better shut the door.
Say a prayer, you won't be back no more.
My mama used to sing this song.
Shut the door, keep out the devil.
Oh, papa used to sing it too.
Shut the door, keep the devil in the night.
Jesus called and took them home.
Shut the door, keep out the devil.
And so I sing the song for you.
Shut the door, keep the devil in the night.
Shut the door,
keep out the devil. Shut the door, keep the devil in the night. Shut
the door,
keep out the devil. Light the candle, everything's alright. Light the candle, everything's alright.
Shut the door,
keep out the devil. Shut the door, keep the devil in the night. Shut
the door,
keep out
the devil.
Light the candle, everything's alright. Light the candle, everything's alright. Light the candle, everything's alright. Light the candle, everything's alright.
And this has been Deeper Truth, Standing the Gap with us and St. Jerome. And tomorrow we will be back with St. Therese of Lisieux. And so join us tomorrow as we close for today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. And peace be with you all. Live the blessing. God bless you all. Good day.